FBI raid took place days after historians warned Joe Biden of another civil war. By Charlie Spiring on August 11, 2022. The FBI raid on former President Donald Trump took place just days after historians met with President Joe Biden last week, reportedly warning him of a looming civil war. On August 4, several historians met with Biden at the White House warning him that America was facing division similar to that of the years before the Civil War before the 1860 election, according to The Washington Post. The group of historians included historian John Meacham, journalist Ann Applebaum, Princeton professor Sean Wilentz, University of Virginia historian Anita Black and presidential historian Michael Beschloss, according to the reports. Adding to the drama of the moment, a ferocious bolt of lightning struck across the street of the White House during the meeting, killing three people. These historians also warned Biden of the years prior to World War II, when some Americans resisted the United States getting involved with World War II and were sympathetic with European fascism. They compared both moments in history to the rise of support for Trump and the opposition to the federal government and the deep state. Just 4 days later, the FBI raided former President Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, sparking political fury among Republicans who denounced the raid as politically motivated. The White House has refused to address the raid, repeating that Biden had no idea it was happening until he saw it on the news. The president has still not addressed the FBI raid on his potential 2024 rival, if Trump runs again and Biden runs for re-election. Instead, the White House urged Trump supporters to remain peaceful as they reacted to news of the raid. FBI Director Christopher Wray denounced angry Trump supporters as deplorable. The historic briefing appears to have had an effect, as Biden spoke about his legislative successes through a historic lens during a signing ceremony for a veterans bill at the White House. "We're always being told that Democrats and Republicans can't work together," Biden said, pointing to the big issues that should unite Americans. "Well, guess what? I don't believe it. We never have failed to."